This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. British lawmakers have given preliminary approval to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit deal. The legislation is aimed at clearing the way for a scheduled January 31st UK departure from the European Union. The measure must still be approved by the House of Lords and could be amended next month. All of this against the background of last week's general election triumph for Boris Johnson's Conservative Party. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is anxious for his day in court, the court in this case being the Senate. But for the time being, at least, there is a delay in the procedure. Here's AP Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump's expected impeachment trial in the Senate remains in limbo as Congress heads home for the holidays. Senator Lindsey Graham says the president's demanding his day in court, describing him on Fox News Channel as mad. The president sees a trial in the GOP-led Senate as a chance for vindication after the House impeached him. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi is delaying sending the impeachment articles to the Senate until she gets more details about how the trial will be handled.
A very unusual spectacle.
Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says some Democrats even seem to be suggesting they'd prefer not sending the articles at all.
Not with me.
Democrats are not constitutionally required to transmit the articles, so at least for now, the wait continues.
We'll see you in 2020.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, President Trump has a new target today, a prominent Christian magazine which says he should be removed from office. An important part of Mr. Trump's political base is made up of Christian evangelical voters. Pakistan says it is seeking to disqualify the head of a three-judge panel which ruled that if former military dictator Pervez Musharraf dies before his scheduled execution, his body should be hanged for 3 days outside parliament. Government officials call it a despicable order. In fact, it may be academic, since Musharraf is living in self-imposed exile in the United Arab Emirates, which has no extradition agreement with Pakistan. From Washington, this is VOA News. Perhaps looking to focus on something other than his impeachment, President Trump late today signs a new branch of the U.S. military into being, his promised Space Force. Here is AP's Matt Small.
President Trump signs the 2020 National Defense Bill tonight, legislation that authorizes the first new military service in more than 70 years. Although historic, Space Force, which has been a priority for the president, will start out small. In its first year, it'll likely have only about 200 people and a budget of $40 million. By comparison, the Army has 480,000 active duty soldiers and a budget of $181 billion. While Defense Secretary Mark Esper calls this an epic moment in recent American military history, Space Force could be curtailed or even dissolved if a Democrat wins the White House next year. Matt Small, Washington.
Something important will be missing from Christmas in Paris this year, Mass at Notre Dame Cathedral. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral will not be celebrating Christmas this year for the first time since the French Revolution more than two centuries ago. Notre Dame kept Christmas going even during two world wars, a beacon of hope amid the bloodshed. Yet an accidental fire on April 15 in peacetime finally stopped the cathedral from celebrating midnight mass this year as the lights stay dim in the once invisible 855-year-old landmark. Officials are trying hard to focus on the immediate task of keeping burnt-out Notre Dame's spirit alive in exile through service, song and prayer. There's a temporary home, pending the restoration works, at another of Paris's Gothic churches, just under a mile away. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At a refugee forum in Geneva this week, there was a focus on access to green energy. Lisa Bryan reports for VOA.
Access to energy is one of the biggest challenges facing Africa, especially for one of its most vulnerable groups, refugees. Energy is crucial for cooking and heat and to power refugee schools and health clinics. Getting it often means cutting trees for firewood and charcoal. That's a problem in countries like Ethiopia, which hosts nearly 1 million refugees. For now, many refugees have limited energy options. The most polluting contribute to climate change, which is helping to drive ever more people from their homes. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Health Organization says the number of male smokers in the world has declined, marking a possible easing of a global epidemic that takes an estimated 8 million lives a year. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.